Thank you, Ryan, for the message this morning. The choices we make, what choices are we making? I'll open it up to you as a church for a couple minutes here. If you have something you'd like to share this morning, feel free to do that, a testimony or whatever it is. I'll give you just a moment to share that.
Talking about praying, that just kind of brings my mind back. I was on a work project, and, I get to meet all kinds of different people, different house parents, and some of them, they just did a silent prayer for the meal or something like that. And I'm not faulting them, but it was just a question that arose within me. It's like, my big question was, if you always pray silently at home for your meal or for whatever, my question just came to me, I'm not saying that I'm better, but my dad, we always had an audible prayer every meal time. And there was, if we're different places or whatever, when we prayed by ourselves, what is the first thing that you're going to pray? It's the very same one that you heard your dad say growing up since you could hear. That's one of the first things that you're going to be praying about. So even if, growing up, I maybe said that prayer, but I didn't know what I was saying. I can attest to that. But the point comes where even if it might be the very same prayer, it means a lot more. And it's just a question I had. If somebody grew up, their parents or their dad didn't, pray like that. It's just a question. Where did you learn how to pray? Or what do they pray is kind of my big question. What do they pray if they do a silent prayer? It's just, I've talked with a couple people about it, but it's just a big question that I have. And it's just, to me, it's not the importance of, a certain way to pray, but I still think it's important that as parents or leaders or whatever, to make a, pray out loud. Even if the children growing up, they maybe don't understand everything, but the point will come when they will fall back on what they learned. It's just, I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you, Ryan, for the message. Something that caught my attention, we have a choice to be bitter or better. And I had to think about that. There was a time in my life when there was a lot of unforgiveness in my life, and I chose to be bitter about it. And it caused a lot of problems in my life and our marriage and everything else. And it wasn't easy to choose the better part, but with that comes Just the leaving of that burden of being bitter is amazing. And the children's class that you had, I don't think that was just for the children. I feel like I should have sat on the front bench. The small choices that we make, and I had to think of just the small things that you shared about this, the anger. I can't remember all of them. But it just got my attention. It's not just the children that are making those small choices in life, but us as adults as well. And those small choices that we make of maybe getting angry or being jealous of somebody can grow into this big, huge mountain if we let it grow. And just so, it was good. It was a good message, and thank you for that. And just good for me, and just reminded me of the choices that we make can have an impact for many, many years. And if somebody has the formula of how much screen time and how to handle all that, I'm open. I'm all ears, because I see a lot of children here in that 6 to 14 age, and I tell you what, it is not an easy age to raise children with smartphones in the home, and yeah, so I'm about ready to go back to flip phones. I left the Amish so I could have a smartphone. Now I'm threatening to get rid of the smartphone and get a flip phone. No, you make those choices in life, and you don't think about it. You don't think about the consequences. And yeah, it was a challenge for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I can. I was blessed with the message as well. Thank you, Ryan, for what you shared. The choices we make. I just sitting here listening to what you had to share, Jay. You know, the choices we make as a father in the home directly affect my children. And something that I've noticed is how I choose to respond to given situations. Generally, very, very quickly, the children are responding the same way. And there's been so many times where maybe I was frustrated with how my children were responding to things, what their reactions were. And then I had to stop and step back and think, you know what? I was modeling what they're doing now. And oftentimes, when I look down over myself and I change my reactions, it reflects in my children. And I think the same thing goes, too, on what was talked about on screen time. I find myself way too often too guilty of sitting on my phone when I could be doing things with the children. And so it's something that I've been working on doing a better job at, but hopefully I can continue to do that. But I think, Jay, I agree with you. I think maybe sometimes it'd be better if we just go back to having a flip phone where we can't scroll on our news feed or whatever else might be a distraction, you know. I was blessed to be here.
Bless you, Ryan, for sharing. When I think about choices and the choices we make, I think it's very important that we have are in tune with God. We have a close relationship with Him, and if we are close to Him and daily spend time in His Word and follow Him, I trust that He helps us make the right choices as we go through life. Because I remember years ago when I wasn't living the way I should have, and I wasn't in tune with God, I definitely made some bad choices.
All right. If not, I think we'll bring the service to a close this morning. Thank you again as well, Ryan, for the message this morning. A good reminder, the choices we make, either they can compound into a good way, and they can continue to build on top of each other, or they can compound and go the opposite direction and do a lot of damage and a lot of harm. So thank you for that reminder this morning. If you would, why don't we stand? We'll have kind of a closing prayer here this morning, and I think we'll pray for the food as well. And then maybe, Henry, if you have a verse of a song after the prayer, then you can be dismissed after that. So if you would stand, let's pray, and then we'll have a verse of a song in closing. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity we have to be in your house and to worship and to fellowship together this morning. God, I pray for those that weren't here this morning for whatever reason, if there's sickness or travel or whatever the case may be. God, I just pray that you would be near and dear to those people who aren't here. God, we pray for them in a special way. God, for each person here this morning and the message that we've heard, for the truth that we heard throughout today in Sunday school and through the message and whatever it is, God, I just pray that we would apply it to our hearts, that we would take it to heart, and that we would put it into practice as we make choices and decisions for the future and for our families and whatever it may be. God, I just pray that you would walk with us as we make those choices. Help us to remember to seek your wisdom and your counsel, God, as we go forward as well. God, I just pray that you would... God, we thank you for the food that's been provided. I just pray that you would bless it to our bodies and that we would use it to the furtherance of your kingdom. Pray that our fellowship time together today would be to your honor and to your glory. God, just be with us all as we go from here as well today. Keep us safe on the roadways. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.